You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Black Men Podcast. Let it ride. That's right. Want to be heard in the black man's world? Simple, yet complicated. Just relax and observe. Breaking down of our families, restructured communities. To wake up and see, only your losers are free. Your enemy is your memory. We at your door, black male delivery. Your enemy is your memory. At your door, black veil delivery.
I definitely don't want to add those pieces to the pot.
He got the eagle hat on, so it fits. They trash.
Dude, I know you ain't talking. Cowboys is trash.
What's y'all record?
The same thing as y'all.
Okay, then.
I hate this. You called my team trash.
They trash.
Y'all trash.
Okay, we both some trash right now. I'm with it. I'm down for it. Let's go. Let's go, Knicks.
What's going on?
Let's go, Knicks.
What's going on? You're now tuned in to episode 140 of the Black Male Podcast. I'm told Sean T.S. is who I am.
Yeah, Chidada is who I am.
And as you can tell, he's on that bullshit. He's on that bullshit.
Nah, he don't like the truth.
What? Ain't no truth. We good. Just one game. Just one game.
We 1-1. Just one game.
Yeah. Y'all, the two games are different, though.
Why?
Y'all got y'all ass spanked.
Don't matter.
All Diddy. Y'all got y'all ass spanked.
That's all right.
We had poor coaching at the end.
You always got a justification for y'all trashness.
We had poor coaching at the end.
Poor coaching made Saquon drop that pass where he could have just walked in the end zone.
I'm not going to count that. That just happens. Shit just happens.
Okay, he shouldn't
have. Because it shouldn't have been down to that one play.
So you're just going to defend him. He just got there. Barkley just got there. Cut it out.
No, he had fucking 300 yards that game. So just one pass.
He had 300 yards.
I know, come on. But he had a lot of yards. He was shining that game.
He had like 72.
Nah, he had more than 72. But he
he wasn't eating like that.
He was eating enough. He dropped the pass. Shit happens. He ain't the fucking the wide receiver.
He's just a dynamic running back. That little punk ass short route.
At the end of the fucking game, when we took the foot on defense, we took the foot off of them niggas' neck while we was up. That's what fucked us up. They decided once you was in the red zone, oh, now we're going to blitz and show some pressure. It's like, God damn, you know our defense ain't that damn strong, but you didn't apply pressure at the beginning. That's coaching.
So you don't
That's
think,
all
y'all,
coaching.
Y'all don't think Kirk Cousins is capable?
No, Kirk Cousins is very capable.
Y'all ain't acting like it.
But at the end, they should have like
y'all gave him a chance.
That was the worst.
Throwing the ball was never his problem.
Never. It was just Kirk Cousins. It was just Kirk Cousins.
Statistically, he's always great.
It was just him.
End of the year.
Yeah, it's just him. That's what I'm saying. It's just him.
Then why they don't beat Dak Prescott up the same way? He does the same thing.
I don't know. But that's because of the Cowboys.
No, I get it. But I'm just saying.
And the media
people are speaking football.
Right.
Kirk Cousins gives you at least 4,000 yards. You get four.
Easy.
Dak did do 5 1 year. But he'll give you four.
Easy.
30 touchdown passes.
Easy.
He doesn't turn it over a lot.
No, he doesn't. He's very efficient.
The end of the year and into the playoffs, he kind of turns into trash.
No, he turns.
Every year for some
reason. He's not good with pressure.
That's probably what it is.
Some people just not good with pressure, sadly.
Then Dak Prescott.
I ain't never not
this. We got whipped by the Saints, but how is your defense going to play defense if the offense keeps going 3 and out?
Yeah.
And you going 3 and out throwing the ball in the air.
This was not a topic, people. We weren't gonna start sports, but I'm glad we moved going to football.
Football right. is the ultimate team sport.
It is.
All the
it
pieces aren't working together.
That shit don't be
like,
right.
Come on, man.
i.e. Carolina Panthers. They blaming everything on that boy, on that quarterback. That whole team is ass. Offensive line ass, the running back ass, receivers ass, the whole defense is ass.
First of all, they're going to blame one person. NFL.
They go blame
NFL football. And he brings up the Panthers.
Yo,
now we are in North Carolina.
We are in North Carolina.
But he brought up the Panthers.
And I'm going to a Carolina game next month.
The Panthers need to do something about marketing. Bad. They have no connection in the community.
None.
Nobody knows who's
but
on the team.
They just started that. They were not always like that. The Carolina Panthers marketing was phenomenal to this new owner.
I'm just saying.
To this new owner. This new owner is
horrible. Are you downplaying marketing? You can't be trash and have no marketing. You got a young quarterback that, you know, he looks like a regular person. He's not actually tall guy. He's not a real big mother. Looks like a regular person. You could have marketed him, and that might have eased his mind a little bit because he has no confidence.
Still, he getting hit every time he touched the ball. Bro, I watched this last game. I don't know why I watched this last game. I don't know why. I watched a little bit. So I'm not going to say I watched the whole thing.
You wild.
Dog, as soon as he said hike, somebody was sitting next to him.
You got them tickets already?
Yeah, I already got the tickets. Okay. As soon as he said hike, somebody was sitting next to him. Somebody from the defense. I'm like, yo, are y'all just letting niggas run by y'all?
Y'all got to get a big running back to help with blocking.
Ain't no y'all.
Like the Cowboys ain't got no y'all. When they brought Zeke back. Team. Zeke be doing a lot of the blocking and shit.
I like that for Zeke.
That's a very important position.
As soon as Zeke put on a longer shirt and chilled out with them crop tops.
I don't know what Zeke had on.
He was back on his square.
Nothing. I didn't see him run the ball. I didn't see him catch no passes. I think that first game, a couple blocks.
That first game y'all won against the Browns, he was running.
He had 40 yards.
Yeah, he was running.
I mean, they gave him the ball.
And I think he scored one time. Within that 40, he scored one. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's all that matters. You serviceable.
I don't like
him and Dak back together.
Could have got Derrick Henry for the cheap, bro.
They didn't want Derrick Henry.
He over there in the Ravens, unhappy.
You know Jerry Jones? Nah, he scored, what, 3 touchdowns? That was another game. They should have won. You remember, I was watching the game while me and you was on the phone talking. And I was like, what the fuck is going on at the end of this game?
0-2.
Like, what was going on?
He should have been with the Cowboys.
But once again, the coaching, I think, a lot of at the end of the game. It was some bad coaching decision.
I talk a lot of shit about Lamar Jackson, just joking or whatever. They can't blame him for this 0-2 thing.
No, he been.
But the media will always try.
He been playing his ass off these 0-2.
Well, the media been talking shit about Lamar all before the season. You know how they do the little takes.
Right.
Is he worth what he makes? Is he a top tier? He can't win the big game.
Right.
One.
Nigga went to the big game one time. Came in. Went against the fucking the second Patriots.
Well, I think in any sport, I think people that are like consistent winners, I think it's a formula that's in place a lot of times. Like, you can look at Pat Mahomes, but he has a coaching staff that's perfect for his style of play.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Lamar, he's never really had a solidified coaching staff offensively. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That I think. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's
because they never have a true identity. They'll run the ball all year, then the playoffs, they start throwing it.
Right.
And then everybody's like, why Lamar don't run the ball? Because the media kept saying he does it too much.
Right.
Now he wants to prove something to you, and he's throwing the ball. Then when he starts running, they start winning.
Bro, I don't think the throws he's thrown, even just this season, have been bad. It's been very quality throws. I honestly think for that team, it needs to be a change up in coaching.
But they're still not getting in the end zone with the pass, though.
They are. Zay Flowers been scoring like crazy. They've been scoring.
How they scoring like crazy?
Bro, they defense is ass, but they've been scoring.
Like crazy?
They've been scoring, bro. The last two games have been very good games and very good statistical passing games.
I'm talking about in the end zone.
Yes, passing in the end zone. He does a lot of corner. He does a lot of fade routes, and he does a lot of those inside routes with Zay Flowers. He has. I've been watching the games. He has. I honestly think Harbaugh is just – I think his time is up.
So it's going to be the coaching every year?
Nah. But you said it. You know they need a different. They need a different. That's like with the Steelers. I think it's time for old boy to be gone.
Like Tomlin?
Yeah.
No.
I think it's time for Tomlin to be gone. I think Tomlin should be somewhere else.
Nah, Mike Tomlin's a lifer, bro.
I think he needs to be somewhere else. Get another start.
It's his staff.
We gonna blame his staff.
Yeah,
he the one picks his staff.
A lot of these dudes behind their homies, bro. That ain't how you win, buddy. Because, you know, as soon as they hired somebody, yeah, they went to Ohio State. They was roommates. And it's like, oh, okay. Y'all doing this bullshit again. Yeah, he married his goddaughter and all this shit.
Right.
Yo, you don't be noticing that shit?
A lot of that happened.
Basketball, too.
Yeah, a lot of that happened.
Now, if Rick Brunson going to bring his son Jalen, that's different.
Right. Because he's playing.
Yeah, if you drafting Bronny because you want to keep LeBron happy,
I ain't mad at that.
But I get it.
I get it. We hit.
But come on, Mike Tomlin. Get some people. That's like Deion. Deion hiring his homies, man. You got Warren Sapp. Yo, your defensive line is ass, yo. Let's say this right now. Yo, I love Prime. I love Prime too. I love watching the door play. Travis Hunter.
Oh, my phenomenal player.
Now that I got that out the way, fuck that. You got the worst offensive and defensive line in the country, and you hire Warren Sapp, who was never coached before.
Warren Sapp made it seem like he was out there doing something. Them niggas look pedestrian. They look pedestrian.
You need a coach that's going to coach them the basics from the grassroots to putting their hands in the dirt.
I agree.
Because all them transfers you supposed to have gotten, I don't know who is who, but they look like the same ass I saw last year. You know what I'm talking about? Yo, Shador would be like 28 for 29.
Out there balling.
For 490 yards.
Balling.
And losing.
Out there balling, son.
You know what I'm saying? Travis Hunter got 160 yards catching, 3 interceptions.
Let's keep it a buck, though. Shador can play.
I mean, nobody said he can.
No, they said he could. It was a lot of people that said he could.
Who said that?
It was questionable.
Do you like you do me all the time?
Stephen A.
Who said that?
He didn't want to say what? He said it before. He don't think he's ready for the big lights. There's a couple people who changed their mind.
He might not be ready for the big lights, but it ain't because he can't play.
That boy can play.
If he's not ready for the big lights, that's just learning how to be defensive.
But I was just talking about for college-wise, big lights of college.
Big lights of college ain't shit.
That's like the
outside
of that HBCU shit.
I would tell Stephen A. this. This man last game, I actually had a little bit, but he went like 28 for 32.
He did.
I'm going 28 for 32 against the bum niggas,
that's a
good can go 20 for 32 against the good ones. So what do you mean?
If his offensive line continued doing what they did against Colorado State, against some of these.
I don't know if he got the weapons for the big boys, though.
No, they don't.
Because he got to throw it to somebody, bro.
Yeah, and there's only Travis.
Y'all going to have to step
they're
up.
They're running back.
Nah, that boy Horn is good.
Yeah, he is. You're right.
But, I mean, I don't know who's at the tight end, because you got to have a good tight end as a quarterback.
You know, that seems pretty new, where tight ends are being way more highlighted.
It's you know what I'm saying? It's a copycat league.
It is.
NBA the same way. Now everybody says, you need three-point shooting.
Right.
Yeah, but they can't shoot. But the whole tight end thing is if you look at Super Bowl winners, they've always had a good tight end.
Yeah.
Years ago, you always had a good tight end and a good fullback.
Yeah.
But the fullback has kind of been pushed away since Mike Alsop.
Man, he was the man.
And there was a question I saw on TikTok.
He is the man.
I meant to repost that question, but I don't know. Somehow, I think I was at work. They were asking, should Mike Alsop be in the Hall of Fame?
I saw that, and I said, hell yeah.
I don't think it's debatable.
I don't think it's debatable at all. Bro, you can put his highlights up.
To be that big, and he had speed.
And them big-ass shoulder pads he had on.
He was a hero.
Yo, Mike, and he was white.
Now, Jal.
And he was white.
Dal Johnston was my favorite fullback. He was from the Cowboys, but I say like this.
For
Mike
the Bucks?
Alsop was special.
Oh, my God.
He was special.
I used to play with him with Madden. You knew he was
getting
yards.
He was crazy.
You rather ran with Mike Alsop than running with your fucking running back.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I say that to say.
And they had a phenomenal running back on that team.
I say that to say.
On that Bucks team back in the day.
Bring it back to the Sad Panthers. That's what I was saying to one of my coworkers. I said the best thing they could have did for him was to get the offensive line together and get him an athletic tight end. As a safety valve.
Yep.
And you work from there. Because you can't have him running for his life.
No.
And he has no real safety valve.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Offensive line, a serviceable running back that could block.
Yeah, you can pick
and
any
a tight end. You could do whatever you want receiver-wise.
You could pick any five quarterbacks that have won championships from Joe Montana, even Pat Mahomes. All these guys had tight ends or ends and running backs that can catch. Or one or the other. I mean, I'm a Cowboy fan. Troy Aikman always had that. He always had a running back that can catch.
He had what's his name?
He always had a tight end.
Or his tight end was Troy Aikman's tight end was, what was the guy?
Troy Aikman had Novacek.
Novacek. And there was old boy. It was another tight ends. One more.
Jason Witten was with Romo.
Yep. Yeah, okay. That's why I was thinking
And
Witten.
Then he went into.
I mean, dog, we had Zach Ertz for my Eagles. But he that's was how a you man, win. Dog.
Look at Kelsey.
He was a man for
Kelsey,
a long time.
Look at Kelsey with Mahomes.
Gronk. Well, Gronk.
Gronk.
Oh.
They had Gronk and Hernandez. Come on, bro. The fuck out of here.
Hernandez couldn't get what shit. What the wide receiver? He had to go kill niggas.
But that's not enough for you? You're on the best team in the league with the best quarterback in the league, and the number two tight end in the league is on your team. That's not enough.
Not enough. Shit.
I'm going to fuck old bitches and shoot.
Who was
niggas.
The number one tight end in the league at that time?
He was. Talent-wise, they yeah. was just young. He just
yeah.
got there.
Yeah.
Him and Gronk were the best two tight ends in the league.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, you had Antonio Gates there. Tony Gonzalez was
yeah,
still playing.
Playing.
I
okay.
mean,
yeah, there we go. Yeah.
It was the best thing. Top five.
Look what you just said.
Let's say top
Gates
five.
And Gonzalez.
Yeah, tight ends out there.
Crazy back then.
Them converted basketball players.
Crazy back then.
Most of them converted basketball, yeah. basketball players. Yeah. That's not good basketball players, but they played.
Well, they played. They played enough.
Julius Peppers could have played tight end.
Yep. He was a good, he was a decent basketball player. I mean, he played big
well,
game.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Athletic-wise,
yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're a big guy, if you're a big guy, muscular and strong, and you can play basketball, they can find a spot for you on the football field.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you got reaction time.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You got lateral movement.
Yep.
Like Elijah once said.
Yep. Every lateral yeah, movement.
The agility in basketball will help you in football.
It definitely does. It gets you off the line quick. You can jump. You know how to use your body to move people. People don't realize that basketball, yes, it seems not like a physical sport, but it is because you're using your body to move people. You bumping into folks. You sliding people. You use your shoulder. You use your hips.
Watch WNBA. They're going to be beating the shit out of each other,
bro. See, they almost got in that little fake fight. That, hold me back.
First of all, Brittany Griner's like 7 feet tall. That bitch don't want to fight over a
girl. That girl ran back. So
she ran. Hey, that girl got an extra chromosome. She going to knock your ass out. She talks shit like, why y'all take so long to break this up? Shit.
Look, watch this. So I'm going to answer this. Hello, daughter. I'm in the middle of my podcast with my friend. But let me call you later, all right? Bye, baby. That's my dog.
FaceTime is amazing.
Bro, she used that shit all the time. So.
That's their generation. Our generation, we won't be using that shit.
Nope.
Somebody FaceTime me. You swear me down something wrong. Or you don't answer and you be like, hey, bro, you meant to call me? Nah, G.
Right.
Mistake call.
She going to tell us, I love that hat because she bought the hat for me.
Oh, sentimental value. He wears it every show now.
I don't wear it every show, but I wear it a lot. It's my team, dog. And it's a fire hat.
You don't have a team.
Who don't? You don't?
Let's go Knicks.
All right, man. NBA season starts October 22nd.
Yes, let's go Knicks.
You watch? Do you watch this part of the NBA season? When is this early?
What part am I watching?
The exhibition games and shit like that. Do you really watch that shit? Keep it a buck.
If the Knicks are playing, I watch a little bit.
A little bit.
But as far as watching it, like focused, no.
Nah,
it's on the TV.
That's why I don't care until like.
No, because
November,
the people,
December.
It's usually like maybe one or two people I want to see summer league.
Right. Yeah.
Like.
But they ain't
with
even
the, with the
league.
Knicks. No, I'm saying I was going to go Summer League to Expedition.
Okay.
Summer League, we didn't have any rookies I really wanted to see.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
But that Novak, that Lovak, whatever, I forgot his name, dude on the left-handed point guard we got,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he's way better than I thought he was. That one could play. But Exhibition, the good players ain't playing.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Marcus Morris will probably play.
Yeah.
Because they trying to get on game shape or whatever. Then again, they might not play. It'll be the backup players, so you're not going to see none of the stars.
I really watch
it sometimes to see how some of the new guys.
Because the stars will start playing at the first part of the game, and then they won't play until later.
But they won't. A lot of times they don't play nothing until the last exhibition game,
right?
And they'll
right.
play 3 minutes, 4 minutes, maybe.
Right.
And then
it'll be at the beginning. They play beginning, first quarter, first half, and then close to the middle of the second half.
Some teams they ain't putting Jalen Brunson. I bet won't even play the second half. At this point.
I believe it.
Certain players, Julius Randle, they ain't going to play it. Somebody like Josh Hart, they might put back out there because he's crazy.
Yeah.
and Mikal Bridges so he can get used to playing with the Knicks and stuff. Right. But then Dante so he can just shoot all damn day. But the main people, man, you ain't risking injury, man. Person like Josh Hart, I wouldn't let play because he only plays one speed.
Because you need him at the end.
Yeah, it could be some goofy nigga that's trying to make the team undercut him with some crazy shit. Nah, I'd be like, look, no matter of fact, I changed my mind, Josh. Yeah, you just, yeah.
I'm going to keep it a band. I don't know not a soul on my Pistons right now.
Why should you?
I don't know not a soul, but I am going to go to, I plan on flying to Detroit and catching a game.
They got Tobias Harris.
But I want to get with my... I want to get and check out some of my family members and stuff, so I'm going out there. I'm not entertaining that shit.
What? You said you know on the team. I'm telling you.
I know he on the team, but I don't give a fuck about that.
Oh, I didn't know you knew about Tobias Harris.
Yeah, I know he got drafted.
You see how he act, man? I didn't even know. I thought I was helping out.
No, you knew that shit.
Tobias Harris?
You knew I knew that shit. We had a discussion about that bum ass nigga. Yeah, we did.
Hey, man.
Blame it on your mind, not your heart.
Yeah. If I already said it, it ain't fun. You know what I'm saying?
See, like, we already been there, done that.
I thought
bullshit.
That was the first shot.
Nah, fuck that.
Pew. A little pea shooter.
I'm gonna go out there to Charlotte too. Check out some games. I want to take my kids to more major sporting events. That's why I'm going to the Carolina Panthers game.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because that's the closest major sporting event.
Hopefully, it's a good game.
And they playing against the Hawks. That's when I'm going. And then
Trae Young gonna drop 50.
I mean the Falcons, my bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my bad.
I just I'm going to see why it's
the Falcons.
See, I'm ready for basketball season. I'm a Cowboys fan.
It's not the Hawks. But
Kirk Cousins going to pass for 400.
But I'm going to watch the Hornets when they probably play like somebody dope that the kids might want to see. Maybe the Suns something like that. Somebody dope.
They play the Knicks in November. Me and Miles were talking about going.
Okay, that'd be fire.
I think it's November.
You know what I'm saying? Doing something like that. But, yeah, man, I think it's that time to go, you know, take the kids to some sporting events.
D.C. got a nice arena.
Yeah, they do. They do.
If you ever want to take a little four-hour drive, right. You can take them to see the African-American Museum, take them to a game.
It's not a bad idea, bro.
I know it, man. Yo,
that ain't a bad idea.
I've been labeled a poor planner. I'm out here putting packages together. I'm working. Yo, listen. Y'all don't understand what a man try, how taxing that is.
That shit is taxing.
We used to not giving a fuck.
I guess because I am, it's funny though. So it's the opposite in my situation. I am the planner. And when it comes to vacations and different shit like that, I plan. I like to do it early. I like to get out the way. When I follow my wife role, it fucks up every time because she don't plan. She act like she don't know shit. I don't know nothing about that.
Sometimes
she ain't
don't
good
know.
At that shit. But, and she right, she don't know.
But to give you credit, every once in a while we do that here.
Yeah.
That's a blessing to have a partner that understands I don't know this.
Right.
You do. So right. Why are you trying to get me to do it and fuck up?
Right.
That's now, if we're going to do it together and you show me the process, all right, cool. Show me a little something. Teach it. Tell me how to do it.
Right.
But if I suck at it, why you put me on the spot to fuck up?
Right. Just let me pay.
What we doing
I'll
here?
I'll pay for it and we keep it moving.
If that's it, you want me to make dinner, I don't feel like cooking, I'm about to go get it.
Yeah, that's me.
You know what I'm saying? You asked me to take care of dinner.
I go pick it up.
You said take care of dinner.
I order that shit, and I go pick that shit up.
I look like take care right there to me.
That's taking care of me. Everybody fed.
Yeah.
Ooh, everybody got what they wanted.
And it's delicious.
Yeah. That's funny, because like my birthday.
Don't buy the food if you nasty.
We going out of town for my birthday. I pretty much went ahead and I planned it. I said, hey, this is what I want to do. I'm being compromisable.
How many months ahead of time?
It's done. We did it a couple weeks ago.
No, how many months ahead of time did you plan it?
My birthday in December. So if we did it at the top of September, count the months. Right. Yeah, so it's a few months in advance.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I try to do things 3 months in advance, 3-4 months.
That's cool.
I prefer 4 or 5 months because I ain't rich. I got to make sure my chicken is where it need to be
six.
At. You know what I'm saying? I prefer 6 months too. I'm
gonna put that down 6 months.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do, 6 months.
Yeah.
It's fair.
No, I think it's fair.
It might be earlier,
yo,
but 6 months is what we're gonna put
yo,
it on.
Yo, it's not like we bad off financially, you know, as men, we not bad off, but I can't do no last minute trips. That's gonna set everything else I got going on behind. I can't do last minute. You can't just pop up, baby, in 2 weeks or next month, let's go such and such. Nah, fam, I'm sorry. I already got those funds allocated to something else. Yeah, right. Unless you paying for it. If you paying for it, then hey, shit, tell me what clothes I need to wear and how the weather is. But if I'm the one got to pay for it, if I got to pay for it, we ain't doing that shit for a couple months. I can't do that.
I need 6 months, realistically. Yeah, if I do anything in less than 6 months, I'm putting myself in a bind.
I just
don't know exactly what that bind may be.
Be right. 4 months, I'm cool. I like to plan 4 months.
I can do four months. I just said I prefer six. If I do it in four, go me.
Right.
If I do it in six, you can wait a little bit.
Right. You can wait a little bit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that rapper shit, you can stop. We ain't need you. I don't need you rhyming on the show, cat in the hat ass nigga. We got to do that shit. We got to do that shit.
Oh, man. You're stupid.
But, yeah. No, I'm with you. I think especially substantial trips where we going out of the country and stuff like that needs to have a grace period. If we're going out of the country, we got to take a major flight, things of that nature. We need to have a grace period. If we just going to, you know what I'm saying, Orlando,
I don't need that. Give me 2 months.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can give me a couple weeks. I'm cool. I don't need that.
2 months.
But yeah, you know, 2 months is
cool.
Go
to Florida,
too.
I need 2 months because y'all living in the same house. My dynamic isn't right to even say nothing. So yeah. 2 weeks, you right.
Yeah.
2 weeks, fair.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Because then you already got finances. You already know where you at. It's Orlando, you could. For me, I've gone to Florida so much, Orlando, I know I can spend very little money and we could do a whole lot of shit.
Yeah, Orlando flights is, that's shit. That's where I might end up.
That's
going.
What I'm saying. It's the cheap. Down. Yeah, it's $100 something, $200. You know what I mean?
Allegiant, them round trip tickets cheap.
See?
But they only during the week. When they
yeah,
cheap,
yeah, right they during the week. Yeah,
they think they slick.
Yeah.
Get there Tuesday. You got to fly back.
Yo,
Saturday.
You I think we bank at the same place. Why you ain't using their get one of their Frequent Flyer debit cards?
I just didn't want one.
Okay, it don't cost much,
nigga. You know I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh my bad, my bad.
He's talking about. Oh okay. What you think? I'm a little kid. They ask me to get on the board. I don't want to read. I can read. I don't want to.
My bad.
I don't want to.
Yeah, it's going on the app. They got the Frequent Flyer joints, and they giving about I think they giving you 2,000 Frequent Flyer miles off rip.
Bro, I probably saw it.
Yeah.
How the Frequent Flyer
might be
miles
a little bit
work
more
from the bank though?
That's perfect. It's the same as it.
From all the airlines, as long as you use that card or something.
It's Delta.
Oh, it has to be Delta.
Yeah, it's Delta.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Delta. Frequent Flyer miles with Delta.
Hmm.
I already got 200 and some thousand Frequent Flyer miles.
Can you have the
Delta
card and put your wife on the card and both of y'all Frequent Flyer miles go on the card?
Yep.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, all you need to know, you need her Frequent Flyer mile code. The little ID.
And you just enter it into the
Enter it into the joint.
It's a debit card or what is it?
It's a debit card.
Oh, so it's just
so it's
your
not even
debit
a credit
card.
Yeah.
It's your regular debit card
right
with an extension on it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And you gonna lie and tell me you told me that before, right?
No. I just did it.
Yo, he be doing that shit.
I just did that shit the other day.
He be like, yo, I told you, you ain't.
Nah. I ain't never tell you this. I'm talking shit, and I just did it the other day.
Yo, he be texting me asking me about embed codes that I never seen in my life. Like, give me a minute. Let me see where the fuck it's at. You don't know where it's at. I know I showed you last time I looked through it.
Yo, the great thing is, you here, and I'm going to get your embedded code today.
Nah, you be like, I showed you last time I was with you.
Nah. This one I ain't show you.
I'm like, last time you was with me, you ain't look at nothing but nice and smooth.
Right, that shit was fine. We're going to talk about that. But yeah, I will talk about it. I'll show you.
Legacy Axe.
Let's go ahead. Let's get into it then, man. Oh, Woj. Woj retiring.
Yeah, I like Woj.
Me
man.
Too, man. Woj.
Shams is cool. Your
but
boy,
you know, they was beefing. Woj and Shams was beefing.
Because Woj the legend.
Yeah. And Woj trained him. He used to work under Woj.
Oh, yeah.
He used to work under Woj. And they had a little back
Woj
and forth.
Married?
They had a, yeah, I think he is. They had a little Twitter beef back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Young man. Woj is married.
Young man violated.
You really think Woj got some heat?
Nah.
Nah. Let's not do that.
I'm just talking shit. I don't know, man. No, Bill Belichick used to keep something though.
Yeah, because he walking out of houses naked with his shirt off. Belichick was out there spanking that young ass and walked outside in the cold with his
Belichick
shirt
had
on.
Everybody fooled. He pimping.
Him man,
you know what's crazy?
Him man, Mr. Rub Your Back, Robert Kraft. It was out there in the Asian market.
Yeah, yeah, he was doing his thing.
Getting rubbed down.
Yo, what's crazy?
I ain't mad at that. I might say too.
I seen clips with Belichick up there in the box talking with the game,
uh-huh.
And I'm like, This motherfucker act like he couldn't talk for 30 years.
Talking,
and now he's talking and won't shut up.
Won't shut up.
Talk about, yeah, that player, he wears red so his mother doesn't see the blood on his arms. I'm like, when did he become human?
Yo, even when I watched him do the when he was talking to Ed Reed, and when he said he was enthusiastic, that was the best thing I've ever seen a DB do. Well, like, he was going crazy about it because Ed Reed tricked Peyton Manning to throw the ball his way. Yeah. He made Peyton think. He said he watched the film, and Peyton always did this one thing. So what he did was he act like he went the opposite direction, and Belichick broke it down. He said, and you did a spin, you came back, and I've never seen a pick like that in all my career. I was watching the TV like, nigga, is this Belichick?
You know what's crazy? What if he has a great personality?
He probably do.
That'd be wild.
He probably do.
You know how quick they're going to pay that? They're going to cash his ass out?
Yeah.
Because nobody expected that.
No. When I see him on there with Manning's doing that little show.
He's serious about coaching.
That should be on point, dog.
He's just serious about coaching. That's yeah. All.
That should be on point, son.
That's dope, though, man. Because I think certain people should always be around the game.
Yes.
I think Belichick's one of those people.
His mind.
Belichick pissed off a lot of people.
Yeah, he did.
But there's also a lot of people that'll, you know, give his praises as far as the coach.
Right.
He ain't trying to make friends with you when he coaches.
Nah, and this is what it is.
But yeah, everybody here for work. One of those people, man. I think Tom Brady, one of those people.
Yes.
They just should be around football, unless they choose not.
You think they're gonna talk Tom to come back and play for the Miami with old boy hurt? TV paying him too.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
100-something million.
Nah, I don't think it would.
You think they're going to be able to pay him that much?
It doesn't make sense.
It don't.
Because if he plays, he's only going to play one season.
Yeah, that's it.
And the only way I can see Brady doing it is if the people that pay him to be on TV look at it as a way to raise his market value some kind of way, right, and they offset it, which is also possible because he's Tom Brady.
Right.
Now, player-wise,
let's put your contract on hold.
To think he could just get in shape and go on the field automatically like that, he's too old for that. He hasn't played. He hasn't worked out.
He just stopped playing last year.
I mean, that's still a lot. That's a long time ago.
It is. You're right. It's only the third game of the season. This is about to be only the third game of the season.
Tom Brady out here getting bitches.
He's definitely doing that.
He ain't thinking about working out and shit.
He looking at his ex-wife like, nah.
Brady was never
and she
really
all sad.
Anyway.
And the ex-wife all sad. Want to come back home. Brady like, nah, man, we good. Yeah, right. You the one left, but she want to come back.
Shit. You got more money than me. Michelle, you got more money than me, and you still want Alamore.
You good, Bunchkin. Stay over there with that shit.
I don't like that flat butt anyway.
I'm out here getting some.
I'm getting real cheeks now. Yeah.
This is the Black Male Podcast.
Man, they get real cheeks now, boy. Yeah, look,
I'm with you there. I'm with you there 1,000%.
He getting clappers now. I always liked Brady, but I don't think he should play no more, man.
Talk to him.
It's like, I don't think, oh, shit. I don't think Tua should play no more.
No, Tua should be done.
I said that last time.
You did. And I agree. That's just, but I knew he was going to come back.
I don't think your boy Hamlin should have came back.
Nope. You know, I don't think he should have came back either.
But Hamlin, the one that hit Tua on one of them plays, wasn't it?
No, Tua hit him. If you look at the replay, Tua went down and, you know, tried to hit him like this. Hamlin was still up. So Tua neck and head hit all his sternum.
Why are you trying to hit somebody with your head?
That's what I'm saying. Because everybody's like, Hamlin hit him. Hamlin didn't hit him. Hamlin went to hit him, but Tua was way lower than he was. And
wonder how much is his money guaranteed?
Oh, they said it was like 100. It's a good bit. It's majority of his contract is guaranteed.
I wonder if he got life insurance. I'm not life insurance, but
no, that he need probably life insurance, and probably I don't know. I'll probably not.
Probably. I mean, I'm sure he has life insurance, but I mean, you know, they
put life insurance on their body. Jamar Chase, he got $50 million on his body right
now.
Yeah,
in case they get
Yep. Jamar Chase got $50 million on his body, and he told Bengals, "Nah, I'm good, fam. We ain't got to renew no we ain't got to do no contract. I don't want it now."
He don't like the numbers.
Yep, I ain't mad at him. It's obvious they need him.
When you young like that, close to the top of your game, you can play that.
Yep.
Like he's still top five wide receiver type.
It's obvious they need him, bro.
I mean, it's hard to get rid of a top five wide receiver.
Because he was catching that ball over the place against.
Unless you're the Cowboys, you dumb enough to trade a number one wide receiver for a fifth round draft pick.
But that's what Cowboys do, bro. Jerry Jones has weight, and I understand.
Bro, Amari Cooper for a fifth or sixth round draft pick is insane.
But I understand why Jerry Jones want to have so much control. He spent so much money to have this team. But, bro, go control the entertainment side, the marketing, advertisement, all that other shit. Yo, no player acquisitions, nothing. He should leave the fuck alone, bro. He should leave it alone.
But he's the GM, though.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He shouldn't be it. He shouldn't be the GM.
If he's not going to do it, he's going to hire his son. And we don't know about his son. He might be
worse. No, his son was at one point, and his son is trash. his son was at
so
one point.
So whenever he leaves, he's going to give it to his son.
Yo, they both should not be. Yo, it's funny. I was watching when y'all lost the Saints, and they were up there in the dude that played for the Giants with the gap. It was his name, Michael Strahan, Jimmy Johnson, all them.
Legend.
Terry,
legend.
Bradshaw, and all them was up there talking, right?
Yeah, legend.
And they panned right to to y'all old coach. What's his name?
Jimmy Johnson.
They was like, yeah, Jerry Jones, they talk, they leading it up. Jerry Jones need to stop doing this, that, and the third. Coach, you would know. He just smiled. I was like, yo, that old man hate is hilarious to me. Cause all he did is smile. Cause y'all knew what that smile was.
But it's even worse because they were roommates in college.
And he was,
and they still couldn't get along.
Could get along.
And Jimmy Johnson don't mess with nobody.
He win games for you. Didn't he? How many Super Bowls? Yo, back to back Super Bowls for y'all.
Convincingly. Started from 1-15,
and you could not figure it out with him, dog. When they got rid of Jimmy Johnson, that's when Troy Aikman was pissed. He was like, I ain't play for all this. I ain't play all these years to be disrespected like this. He got the fuck up out of there. Everybody started retiring.
Yeah, it was time though. That Dallas run, they played a lot of games.
They played a lot of games.
Those guys played hard. They played tough. I mean,
it was a different era, too.
Mike Irvin was a wide receiver, and he's one of the most intense football players to ever play.
It was different era. Different.
Jimmy Johnson kept those guys motivated to play.
He did. Once he was gone, that you lose your motivation.
I mean, Coach now is a big marshmallow, bro. He ain't motivating nobody to play.
Right.
Football's an intense sport, man. You ain't got these guys out here ready to go to war. You got one defensive end getting double and triple team on every play, and can't nobody else get to the quarterback?
Right.
Somebody by themselves.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? I agree.
Or some two people getting blocked by one. Now right. I don't know why that's not a problem.
I don't know neither, bro.
That's crazy to me, yo.
I don't know neither.
Like, Micah got to have 5 sacks, or somebody would be like, man, I ain't even see Micah.
Like, how you ain't see Micah? Micah, yo, one thing is, Micah going to be all over that field.
No, Micah going to fuck around and get mad and be like, yo, I want to be traded, man. Y'all got me playing on the same side of the field. I'll be double and triple team. When I get held, the refs don't call it.
Right.
Nobody out here fighting for me. Yo, I'm
right.
Shit, they came close to losing CeeDee Lamb.
They did. He was ready to go.
Man, the way Dak be throwing the ball to him, man, I'd be like, yo, Shane.
You see how Caleb Williams, his receiver was so bad, he just walked off the field, son. He walked off the field. He said, told y'all, man, we should have kept Justin Fields.
I do like the fact that CJ Stroud tried to talk to him after the game. I thought that was very mature. Caleb Williams brushed him off a little bit. I think he was frustrated because he wasn't playing well. I'm going to say that.
Right.
I'm not just going to call him a blatant dick, but just what he looked like. But, you know, and he's different. He's quite eccentric. Yeah, he's a different kind of character, man. Bro, you threw for like 70 yards the first game, and you're going to tell the media, I really don't care about stats. You don't care about winning either. Yo, listen. I was joking with Ski about this, bro. How are you a quarterback and you pass for less than 100 yards in a game.
Less than 100 yards.
Now, if you win, ain't nobody tripping. Y'all right. probably ran the ball a lot.
Like the Steelers.
But that's routine for them. That's just weird. Justin Fields is passing for like 120 yards a game.
He is.
And they win it.
Yep. He passed for shit.
My boy Bryce Young, he completed like 20-something passes for 82 yards or something. Yo, get him the fuck out of here, man. Sit his ass down, man.
That team ass, though.
Andy Dalton?
That's bad we back on the Carolinas.
No, it's bad you had to go get Andy Dalton. That's what I'm talking about.
He's been on the bench, man. He's been on the bench waiting for his opportunity.
Shit, man, I thought he was somewhere in the woods hunting bears and shit.
Living his life. Hey, let's get off of sports, man. Quick one. If you caught your lady watching porn, would you have an issue with it?
No. I mean, fuck.
Some people been having issues with it, man.
What, you the dick on the screen bigger than yours? Pause. That bothers you?
I don't know, bro. I'm asking because it's the reason why I'm asking. Now,
the counter porn might be a problem.
Why?
If you're walking in and she's watching some girl get gangbanged by like 20 people.
That might be fire.
Psychological.
The watch. That might be a fire watch.
What's
that might
lady?
Be a fire watch.
Nah.
That might be a fire watch.
No, my lady.
Just watching. You just watching it.
That's just weird.
Why?
That you like watching this. It's weird.
Yo, some women like watching man-on-man porn, gay porn.
Nah, son.
There's women out there who like watching that.
Divorce.
Melissa Ford said that shit on the pod.
If I come home and you watching two men peanut butter chasing, fudge packing, I'm out.
Why?
What?
Why?
That's what you into?
That's not me what you into, dog.
You ain't for me, baby girl. I'm at the count shit on myself.
That's wild.
I reevaluated
that shit. Might be funny for them to watch,
huh?
It might be funny for them to watch.
How did I catch you watching it?
That don't mean
I ain't never been caught watching porn. So
that don't mean that she wants you to or see you in some type of activity like that. That's just something she might like watching.
Why you like watching dudes poke each other? That's weird to me.
All right, do you like watching women on women?
Who don't? Women like that.
Right then. No, we can't do that. That's women the like same. That. That's that double standard.
Straight women, can watch that and be turned on.
Why can't straight women watch gay man on man? Why is that an issue?
A straight woman can watch girl on girl. Straight man ain't watching man on man.
Some might.
Whoa.
We don't know. We don't know that. We don't know.
We're not doing that on the black male.
They watching trans.
Damn.
They might watch man on trans.
They say trans ain't men.
All right then. Okay, so there we go. So, we know what it is, but
I'm definitely not getting that conversation.
We know what it is, but
I'm gonna tell you how trash the world is. As soon as I say something about that conversation, we go viral.
Yep.
And everybody wanna hear what the fuck we talking about.
Yep.
I ain't doing it, bro.
Yeah, we ain't.
Nah, I'm gonna slow cook this one.
Nah, man.
But I'm saying
we go quick warm this up, microwave.
A lot of people don't see the trans as
I guess. So why is it cool for us to watch women on women? And straight women watching women on women, but straight women can't watch man on man, and you have an issue with it.
But it's not always cool for us to watch porn either. A lot of women have problems with that.
That we're going to get into that. So,
a lot of women have problems.
Next question: if your lady asks you to stop watching porn because she feel like it's cheating, will you stop watching?
I'll tell her I'll stop.
She's just not going to stop.
I mean, probably not. Forever?
Yeah, she wants you to stop. She feel like it's cheating.
Yo, the longest I
she
stop.
She feel like you, losing your intimacy by watching this shit.
The longest I stop was 6 months.
Yeah, I feel you.
That 7 months I cut that shit on, oh my God. Life was different for one night. I was like, damn, they made some good ones. I got to catch up.
They re-upped the library.
Man, you know what I'm talking about? I got to catch up. I said, man, who that Latina right there? Whoa. Let me close this laptop. Cut this mirror off because you know you may got a mirror to screen. Yeah, man. No, I can go a long period of time without it.
Yeah, me too.
I thought about it one time. I was like, yo, if I'm in a situation with a woman and they say she wants me to stop doing certain things creatively,
right?
How would I respond?
Okay. That's hard. That right there hard. If I'm thinking what you're thinking creatively, like your music and things like that,
yeah.
I don't know if I can stop that. I don't know if I can respect anyone asking me to stop that. Because that's not taking away from nothing that we have going on.
But sometimes women have the perception that it is. A lot of times that'll be our fault for not communicating like what we're doing because we think we don't have to.
Right.
Or we don't think it's that confusing to where you have to be explaining certain things.
I feel like it's like, okay, I quit doing this. What am I allocating my time with now? You? I've already allocated my time with you.
No, but some people will feel
why like... Why I got to add more time with
no,
you?
No, some people feel like your creative could be in the way of your vocational or avocational outside of it if you're not generating a certain level of revenue that you bring into the home.
See, that's a whole nother topic then.
I've never had that conversation with a woman, but I know people that go through that.
But to me, that's a whole nother topic. It's what you perceive that you think I should be bringing home. I might be content and happy with what I'm bringing into this home. It's making sure if what I'm bringing into this home is already paying for everything, everything is being done, you want me to make more money, that's not an aspiration I may not be looking for.
It's all a deflection, though.
Right.
From what a real problem is.
Yeah.
Because if I put on paper everything I spent on this music,
right,
I can show where what was spent was another pair of boots.
Right.
Couple pair of sneakers
mm-hmm.
that I don't have. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Couple flights. Boom, yeah. boom.
Yeah. That's a fact.
I bare minimum with all my shit.
Right.
Even with the clothing, I did it bit by bit, bit by bit, bit by bit, till I built it up to a certain level.
Right.
You know what I mean? If people stop pre-buying shit, I have more, but that's right. not
but
a
that's
bad
a good
thing.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
You know what I'm saying? So on the surface, people think you're doing more.
Right.
Like, I'm in the studio all the time, but that's my man. You right. know what I mean? They're with family.
Yep.
See, a woman might look at that, and I'm not speaking on something I'm going through, but I did go through it before in my younger
we
years.
We all have. I've
But they'll look at the studio and look at it as if you're paying all this money.
Right.
You release a project, you're paying all this money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If a person.
And now they want to see what's coming back in,
yeah.
or you're not telling them what's coming back in because you don't want them to know.
Like, I do a lot of interviews. A person that don't know thinking that right. means. You're getting paid.
Right.
But those are just also just pieces of your resume.
It's promotion.
It's really pieces of your resume. That's how you introduce yourself to people.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, some of these interviews, you might only be introducing yourself to five people.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
You don't know. Because I did one where the fucking mic was humming the whole time. And I kept yeah. trying to tell this dude, we need to reset it. And he just kept going. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. This is your platform.
Yeah, we're just going to talk.
I ain't taking no clips off. That motherfucker went, as soon as I'm talking.
Nah.
Oh, shit, man.
I didn't end that shit.
Another one I did, he had it on speakerphone. So the recording, like my voice was just heard through speakerphone. So it's hard to get clips off there because they're not audible. You know what I'm saying? And he was inviting me to come to the spot because they ain't Baltimore or whatever. That's another situation.
Right, right.
But nah, what I was saying is, when you're doing things, see, y'all living together, so you can kind of, those conversations are a little bit better. When you live together, you see things.
Right.
I think all people create scenarios in their mind. We just do it differently.
Yeah, we do.
I think women create scenarios in their mind about our time. And I say to women a lot of times, when a man gets a woman that he genuinely loves, if you can see what he does most of the time when he's in his free time, you'd be disappointed happily.
Right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know what I mean? Because I can come home from work and sit on the couch sometimes and just be.
Yep. Might not even be sleeping.
I'll be chilling. Doing nothing.
You'll be chilling,
you know what
bro.
I mean? Yeah. I get off that 12 sometimes, bro.
Yeah.
And then I get up, go to the gym, I come back.
Yeah.
Sleepy as hell and can't go to sleep.
Yeah, I understand.
And then they'd be like, well, why you ain't call me? If I'm sleepy as hell and can't go to sleep, what make you think I'm trying to talk?
Right. Because I'm beyonding now.
Yeah, like, so we don't do as much as y'all think we do.
We don't do half of nothing, actually.
You know what I'm saying?
I know I don't do shit.
You go out one day and take a couple pictures. Oh, that's what your ass be doing. I went out once this year. Damn near.
Duh. It was one point I used to think when I went out and I didn't go out often at all, that I felt like Erica had an issue with it at one time. She's, you know, always make certain little comments. And I'm like, dog, fam, I don't go nowhere. Like, I'm here.
Look at you,
so
you being
I'm
around.
Here. And that was what I figured. It's like, then I would purposely say at the top of the year, don't get used to me being around all the time. I might go do some shit.
Yeah.
It's like,
you know,
it's like come on, man.
You know, different if you call a woman every day twice a day, three times a day.
Right.
You can't stop.
Nah.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, but it's gonna be consequences and repercussions with that stoppage.
I'm repercussions and consequences.
Right. So you're gonna tell her, yeah, I'm gonna stop watching this porn.
If it I'll say that. Yeah, I don't need that shit. Hey, I got a smartphone.
You watching that shit?
When it's time to have a meeting in the bathroom by myself. Hey, once in a while.
That's why I feel you.
Instagram sometimes be going a little far. Gee, I said my algorithm fucked.
Your algorithm gotta be. My Instagram algorithm is trash, dog.
Now, my podcast page, my algorithm is dope.
Right.
It's some great information. Even my Trade Out Music page, just some good hip hop. My bullshit, our page is some nasty work on that joint. I'm like, who are these people?
You stupid. Yo, so how important is communication in a relationship? And do you think you do a good job of it?
Yes and no. And I think it's important from the beginning.
Right.
Because if it's not important from the beginning, what happens is there's a lot of loose strings.
It does. And, a lot of loose strings.
You know, those are things that, in my mind, I work on because that loose string is deeper than the surface.
Right.
Like, you know if something was in the air that was never talked about. You might feel like it's okay to let it go.
Right.
But if she don't, it's going to come back eventually. Back.
Always.
You just don't know when. It's just like accountability. If you don't hold yourself accountable now, it's going
to
eventually.
It's going to be very hard for you to hold yourself accountable later.
But you're going to pay for it one day.
Right.
One day.
Right.
Whether it's for what you did or what you didn't do. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of something I want to say at the end of the podcast, man. But a lot of us, we learn as we go along. You know what I'm saying? Like, even marriages that have a great line of communication, most of the time they didn't start that way.
Nah, they didn't.
You know, you build up to that. And a lot of things that surprises me that, you know, a woman wants you to be transparent. But if you tell a woman you don't know something or you don't understand something, a lot of times it can get used against you in the house of law.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Sir. And that's unfair.
Very.
You can't want a man to be transparent, then as soon as he's transparent, you know, it's like he a sucker when it comes to certain shit.
Right, right.
You know, and that's how, you know, a lot of little other stuff ends up happening.
Right.
You know?
No, I go through it. I wasn't always the best communicator because I thought my actions spoke louder than the words that I have to say. And a lot of times it wasn't. So sometimes I needed to actually express those things. Or sometimes some things be going on and I just, you know, even... Erica and I have been together for going on pretty much 17 years. And through that time, we were learning each other because we were both fresh out of something. So we jumped into this relationship fairly quickly while also trying to navigate us, you know, mentally getting out of something. So I wasn't always the best communicator at the beginning. I didn't say much. Soon as shit get crazy, I do this. Because I know I don't say nothing. Because I know the words I could say could be vicious. So it was just best for me not to say nothing. Or when I'm going through struggle, I get ghosts. You know what I'm saying? Even though we're in the same house, I'm mentally checked out. Because I'm trying to figure out how to fix it. So when I realized I trusted her tidbit and the information she can provide and you know, just her being there, that's when I think our communication has grown and got a lot better. But it took years, man. It took a long time, man. Shit, it took up until a few years ago, to be honest with you, bro.
Well, this, that's dope you said that.
About 10 years ago.
It's dope you said that because people end relationships over things that never had a chance to build.
Right.
And then people don't hold their own accountability to the missing piece.
Right.
As if, you know, I didn't do anything. I gave you everything. The women let us say that when you break up. I gave you everything. And you're sitting there like,
what is that everything?
Yeah,
your everything might be different than my everything.
Communication can kill a lot of that stuff.
Right, right.
You know, like I saw this chick on Instagram that said, she said all men should be making $500,000 a year.
Oh, no.
It's easy.
Well, let's play that clip. I got that clip.
I'm like, you need to communicate that at the beginning so that man knows, right. I ain't messing with this crazy.
That. We're going to go ahead and play that
That's
clip.
That's 1% of America.
Yeah. That's definitely 1% of America.
And she's a reality show chick.
Man, she's just talking to me talking, my G.
Like, do you even know how much $500,000 is a year?
No. She don't even.
She talking about so she can go to the restaurant she want to go to. You ain't got to make a half a meal to do that.
Hell no, you don't.
If a nigga make a half a ticket, he ain't with her.
It's not more than
let's start that.
You know?
Let's start this over then, because we got to hear that from the top.
You looking for in a man?
What I'm looking for in a man, like, you gotta.
And this was on the Bag Fuel podcast.
Preferably no kids, or at least kids that's grown.
Ah, damn, lame. I clipped off the bicep.
Man, she got an internet video.
You looking for in a man?
Bro,
what I'm looking for in a man?
Stop it.
Like, you gotta have a passport. Preferably no kids, or at least kids that's grown.
She old as hell, so no kids.
I would want them to make more money than me. And I would want them to that's where it gets hard for me. It's probably won't have no nigga.
But why?
Because I want them to make, if not more, the same. You
but
know?
You said
so I don't need a
yo,
baby.
Shorty don't even look the same as she
like,
used to look.
We need to be able to go to the places
no, I
want to eat,
was
able to do the shit I want to do.
She's on Bad Girls Club.
Let's be real. To make $500,000 a year is not crazy. That's achievable, especially in this year. Like, if you got some drive,
500,000
is
achievable.
You can make that.
You're around a lot of quality people. $40,000 a month
is not easy to make.
It's achievable.
All right. So,
on a percentile, how achievable is it out of 100%?
Out of 100%, which is everybody.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, probably like 7% of people can achieve that. Maybe 10.
Less than one.
It's about
less than 1%.
Less than 1%. Less than 1%.
Get us out of the pool they're looking for.
The people that's billionaires. No. How is that the same people that can make $500,000?
We ain't got to keep going with that. But $500,000 is, yes, it could happen.
Well, I mean, but, a million can happen too.
Right. But a lot of people ain't making $100,000, dog. It's just saying.
And she said $500,000.
$500,000, I mean. Shit, a lot of people ain't making $100,000.
Some people making $100,000 when you compare two jobs and a side hustle.
Right.
If you want to count that, then okay.
My wife and I, we are almost at $200,000 together. So that ain't making $100,000 like it ain't happening, son.
I mean, you got some households where two people ain't making $100,000.
See,
and they minding their business
and doing well, doing shit.
Nice cars. Well. They take one vacation or something like old school.
But see, her problem is she want to be able to always do shit. She thinking how to spend money, not how to bring in money or keep.
Her
money.
Problem is herself.
Oh no, definitely.
Because you don't look like nobody want to be with that make $500,000.
Usually can't.
You can't even get a bench warmer in the NBA.
I mean, that's speaking on that 50-50 shit that everyone keep talking about and everyone making.
Every dynamic is different.
That's what I was going to say.
I mean,
every dynamic is different.
Bro, if I'm bringing in $2-3 million a year and I'm living a modest life, I'm not going to want my lady to work. Or if she don't work and got her own business, hell, I pay the bills. Ain't no big deal.
Right.
But, you know, I hope you allocating something with your bread, a vacation
thing.
Or something.
I'm sorry. You got to do
something.
You
take care of the vacations.
I don't give a fuck if I'm making $2-3 million a year. You got to do something.
No, but I'm saying you take care of the vacations. You get the groceries.
Right.
You know, the kid clothes if there's a child.
Right.
Everything else, you know, I got it. You do your own clothes.
Right.
Your own hand nails. I'm just going to pay for everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you getting bread. Now, if she ain't getting bread, then.
I'm handling everything.
Yeah, I guess it's different.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
But that house going to be smaller.
Oh, yeah.
And your car ain't going to be as pretty.
it's going to be pretty. It's just going to be regular. It's going to be regular. Nissan Altima.
You're going to be doing a lot of fucking.
Kia.
You're doing a lot of fucking. You just home all day.
I mean, they working when they at home. It's not like you at home sitting around.
I said it depends on the situation.
Right.
That woman there, her work is showing her ass.
That's it. She on social media.
Reality show money? Them reality shows don't last forever.
Yeah, because she was on, like I said, she was on the Bad Girls Club and a couple other shit.
No, she started with Black Gang, but I didn't know she did Bad Girls Club. Okay.
No, she did Bad Girls Club first.
Really?
Yes, before Black Gang. Okay. It was Bad Girls Club first.
See how much I pay attention to that shit.
Yeah, she was on all that shit.
She ain't doing nothing now, then.
Nah.
Them residuals ain't slapping like that.
Nah, they don't be slapping at all, really. Shit. But yes, 50-50 is dynamic, man. It's based on dynamic in your home, man. I think in my home, my wife and I, we 50-50 handle the responsibilities of the home.
I don't know why it's discussed all the time.
You know what I'm saying?
The only people that are saying they don't like 50-50 is niggas that's out here tricking off. Or chicks out here that just they ain't even.
It's mostly women that's saying that shit.
There's a couple of videos with some men talking about
that. But that's the pain in the bed, nigga.
Yeah, but they're getting, I don't know the word to put it, but they're not getting upper echelon women.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're getting a woman out the trailer park with the front door hanging off, you're paying all the bills.
Right.
Y'all got the one bedroom flat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you get you a chick And she's already living in a $400,000 or $500,000 house, if not more.
Right.
And you talking about you gonna pay all the bills? I ain't do that.
You gonna do that?
You know what I'm saying?
Especially if you going to her shit.
Son, I got a townhouse. You can move into my shit. Don't pay nothing.
Right.
I'll make that shit fly.
That's what.
But
I
if your shit value 10, 20 times more than my shit, they'll make the same bills.
Not the same bills, fam. That light bill different. That water different. Bro, that mortgage.
The view ain't gonna be different because she's gonna be looking at you like, yo, bro, gonna upgrade that whip.
Nah, I'm gonna hold on to this right here for a little while. Yo,
give it a couple years.
Yeah, I'll upgrade, babe. It's funny though, because even when Eve moved here with me, when she finally moved up here, yo, when she moved in, I told her straight off top before she moved in, I said, you ain't got to worry about no bills. I got to pay these anyway. All these have been already
See,
paid.
I'm with that.
So you moving into
I'm
my
with
shit,
that. If you
and
move
the bills
into,
is already paid.
Yes, you moved to my house,
now,
bills are already paid.
Once
yes.
we change, once we leave here, that means we're going into something a little bit bigger. That means it's going to be more bills allocated. You got to do something.
But how does it work if you move
do
in
something.
With a woman?
I don't know, because I've done that one time in my life, and it was the worst decision I ever made, and I'll never do that shit
again. Yeah,
you've
been married forever. I'm just talking theoretically.
Right.
What's the dynamic?
I don't know. Do I don't know what it'd be.
You can think.
I think like within any situation, if I move in with this chick, I'm going to pay the rent. I'm going to pay the rent in total. That's just always what I've done. Even when my ex-wife, when I moved in with her, which was a horrible decision when we were dating, I paid the rent.
You want the rent $5,000?
I'm paying the rent.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to keep that cup.
But that's it.
You're going to keep that cup.
I'm not paying nothing else. I'm going to pay the rent, but that's it.
You gonna keep that car?
Oh yeah. Me and my Durango re-rocking. My thing is this, yo, bro. I'm not moving in with this. I'm not moving in with her knowing I can't at least cover the rent. Yeah. That's for me. That's me.
Then what you gonna do? Just end the relationship then?
Huh? I'm not moving in. I'm staying at my shit.
Okay.
I'm not moving in. You can do all that barking to get me to move in with you. If I can't personally cover the rent. I can't do it.
I think I have I was talking to my homie earlier. We were talking about, she was telling me how she got abandonment issues. Her and her man are doing good. She was saying she got abandonment issues, and it's another word she used. Anyway, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I thought about that shit. I was like, see, I think that's what scares a lot of men with really committing with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That breakup part.
Yeah.
Or what if it don't work?
Right.
Or if a woman uses...
And if you give up everything.
No, but I'm saying, sometimes women use breakup language.
Yeah, they do. They do.
And then when you express, yo, that breakup language got you fucked up, they like, huh?
Right.
What'd I say?
Right. You said a lot of goofy shit that made me think that this wasn't about to work.
Oh, that ain't nothing.
Right.
Yo, you done broke up with me 100 times in the last 4 months.
Right. My thing is, it's hard for me. Once again, I did it. I uprooted myself, moved in with this woman, and then we have a falling out, and then everything went to shit, and then I left and had to go find my own shit again. And
yeah,
it's like, yo, that shit be a lot. Now, and my dumb ass, you know, stayed, you know, we figured it out, got back together, but it was like, next place we get, it's going to be our place, because ain't going to be none of that. I'm getting kicked out or got to leave shit. Like, I don't understand dudes that bounce from couch to couch. Why y'all keep going to these women's houses? Like, yo, the first time you put my shit on the curve, that's it for me.
Oh, you talking about the bad experience? Like,
yeah, because most of them, that's what happened to a lot of these dudes. They bounce from couch to couch, they keep getting kicked out. They keep getting kicked out. Always got to go help them get their clothes and shit. Helping your homie calling you. Right.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Nigga.
They homeless. That's how they survive.
You staying with this broad for this long and you ain't got your shit together. That's another thing. Nigga, you ain't gonna get you a J.O.? Get your shit together? Put a little nest egg to the side?
You pulling out extreme circumstances. So how you staying with a chick and you ain't got no job?
It's a lot of niggas doing that, though.
What, you sell weed?
I know a couple of them that be on that bullshit. You know you ain't make. We both sold some stuff. You ain't making no money off no weed.
Me never. I don't know what you talking about.
All right, my bad. I did. I'll take the claim for some of the things.
I'm a law-abiding citizen with a clean record.
I'm a law-abiding citizen too now with a clean record.
Yeah, but wow, you gotta do better, bro.
That's what I'm saying. You going from couch to couch, you know you ain't got your shit together.
A lot of women look for those kind of guys.
They do. They
like their power.
They look for someone they can work on.
Well, it's like getting a foreclosed home. You know you're not gonna fix it.
Right.
You just like having little projects here and there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's dudes like that always have a girlfriend.
Always.
That moves them in.
And a bad one at that.
Yeah, because some people need to take care of somebody. Like some men
right.
prefer a woman that's not doing as well as them because they want to feel like they're taking care of them.
Right.
But some women.
You have that mental control over
some
them.
Some women is the same thing. It's right. a lot of mental control.
Yeah.
Especially when a woman makes more than a man and a man is in a bad situation.
I agree.
It's almost like somebody took your nuts away.
That's why.
And that's even if. That's even if. You with a decent one. Right. Now, if you want with a nasty attitude, bro, you might as well just leave, man.
Hey, man.
Because she going to make you want to choke her.
Ain't no kicking me out.
I mean, I don't know anybody personally that's ever been kicked out.
You do?
That I know of. As far as when it went down, that I know they got kicked out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But,
But, man, hey.
It's rough.
It's rough out here. All right, man, let's get into the last segment, last section of the show. We're going to talk some hip-hop. LL's new album. What are your thoughts, man? What's the, first, let's get the name of the album. I should have wrote the name of the album.
Force, isn't it?
Okay, there we go. You know it.
I think it's Force.
What's your thoughts on the album, man?
Lyrically, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Q-Tip's production matches his delivery. I don't think the production was bad. But I think another artist would have been better over that production. I don't think it was good production for LL.
But you don't think that's what LL wanted, that type of production?
I know that's what he wanted.
Okay.
I just don't think.
Because I don't want to blame Q-Tip for the lackluster performance from
LL. I didn't say it was lackluster. I said it didn't match his performance. No, I don't think it was lackluster.
The album was good, though. I've listened to it multiple times.
No, but it's just different. Like I said to Ski, I said I think that's the kind of album that might grow on you later because it's different. And I don't need to judge it.
I guess it's different because it's not what you used to from L.
But I can't say that because somebody would hear me and say I'm different because I don't do what everybody else is doing.
Right.
I had an open mind to it, but, you know, I didn't like all of the collabs, but I know why he did it.
Okay.
End of the career, whatever.
Right, right, right.
Everybody's fascination with Eminem is just mind-boggling.
I don't understand that. And, no, it's only a few songs I didn't like. I think I was on record not liking that Saturday Night Special out song.
I don't think Fat Joe and Rick Ross, yeah, and that being a lead like single, I don't get it.
I ain't like that. And they didn't need Fat Joe for it.
Everybody likes Fat Joe.
I like the record with him and Snoop Dogg. I wasn't mad at that.
I mean, I got to listen to it again, be honest with you.
The record with him and Sweetie wasn't bad. I understood that.
What I do like is his
that
visuals.
Record with him and Busta Rhymes was subpar.
His visuals have been top notch.
Yes. The record with him and Nas wasn't bad. Ayo, truth be told, I like the record with him and Eminem, and I'm not the biggest Eminem fan. I didn't like the video. Even though the video would look steady, you know what I mean? Like,
what's wrong with it, Dan?
It looked good. I don't know, bro.
You got the floor. What's the problem?
I don't know. I couldn't pick. I didn't want to seem like I'm hating, you know, to be like, oh, you a hater. You don't like.
You kind of are a hater, but that don't have to do with your
I have a point hate. Like, I do that shit just to fuck with people. So I don't do pointless hate. I do poignant, purposeful hate.
He said poignant. Yeah.
Like my hate be with a reason, just because I want.
Since for some reason.
Argue, I want to get people started.
Since for some reason, when we do pods like this, more people check it out. So I know somebody heard him say that bullshit. Carry on, young man.
I don't know why I don't like that video, but I think the song wasn't bad at all.
Give me a reason. You still
did? I don't have a reason. I can't pinpoint a reason why I don't like the video as much. It's overly, I don't know. It's just, camera-wise, because I'm big on that, camera, lighting, editing, that shit looked good.
Yeah.
Aesthetically pleasing. I don't know. There's a lot about it I wasn't a fan of. But the song went bad.
It didn't match the record?
There we go.
But what kind of video actually matches that record? That's Batman music. It sounds like an old school Batman TV show.
So I think, 14 records? It wasn't a bad project.
Too many songs.
I disagree. I like long projects like that. I like to hear a project, you know what I mean? Shit, only 43 minutes. That ain't even that long.
That's a lot of time for me.
That ain't a lot of time at all, son.
I ain't got that much time.
Most projects be an hour and some change.
Yeah, I'm not going to call nobody's name. But I'm not listening to that long ass shit.
I do, man.
Send me a record.
I like that aspect of it. It was overall I gave it an A. A minus.
Oh man. It's tough.
A minus,
that's tough.
Well, it was supposed to be A plus.
You like Fat Joe new single?
I don't listen to nothing Fat Joe like that.
Whoa.
I don't.
What's wrong with this guy?
He keep making the same Lean Back record.
No, he didn't. Okay. Lean Back was fire.
Lean Back was fire.
This other shit, no.
Keep chasing that shit.
He's
chasing that same record.
Okay, you're not going to get
Anytime I hear him and Remy Ma together, I'm like, they chasing the same record over and over again.
So you didn't hear the last one?
Nope.
And I can't say nothing.
I ain't listen. All right, bro. I lie. I listen to it.
So what you lying for? What's this nigga be lying?
I listened to like first half of that shit.
You made that far?
I cut it off. I give everybody to the first half.
When I saw him with the Auntie headscarf on and the Kenny Smith legs.
A lot of cats is doing that now. The doing little scarf what? Joint, top under the neck.
Bro, it doesn't mean I got to like it, bro.
I feel you. He can't help his legs small as hell. He's just fat.
Why look like Kenny Smith?
Oh, with the bend-ins?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
How that be happening, man?
I don't know, bro. Because you're too fat, too heavy on your legs.
And they bent to the side? Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know, bro.
He couldn't have had no knee surgery or nothing. He ain't never hoop or nothing.
That don't mean nothing. He fat.
He lost weight.
It's still fat. You fat, your knees get
How you stuff. Fat and your legs ain't strong enough to hold up your body, bro? That's heavy.
Hey, man. And he been fat a long time, man.
He lost a lot of weight, though.
He did. No Ozempic.
He had a nice, it's possible, I don't know.
And Busta Rhymes been on that bullshit.
He had a long run with hits, though.
He did. Nah, Fat Joe was known to have a hit. But right now, you doing a formula that you did in the early 2000s.
But I wonder, was he even right trying now. To make a hit then, or he just had a good run?
No,
a lot of times when you're trying to make a hit, it sounds like that song he made now.
Right. No, I think Fat Joe was trying. At one point, with him working with Khaled and the dude, I can't think of their name, the other producer crew out there in Miami, anything they touched, it flowed well. So he's still doing that same thing.
You're talking about Mac and Dre.
Yeah. Yep. He's still doing that same thing. It's just not working right now.
It sounds more sample heavy now, though.
Yeah.
It sounds way more sample heavy, more so.
And not good. That's the problem. It's sample heavy, but not good sample heavy.
Well, it's not even like a dope sample.
Nah. T-Pain got a record right now with one of them AMP dudes. He featured on Kai Cenat Crew. That's what they call AMP. And one of the dudes on their crew is a singer. So T-Pain got a record with them. Bro, that shit is going crazy right now.
Oh, yeah?
Because he decided to do old T-Pain with his singing and stuff like that. And he did with the young boy. And all of them young boys was like, yo, this is the T-Pain I grew up on. I love hearing that. Mm. The problem with Fat Joe is he never tried to leave them early 2000s and try to reinvent himself. He stayed there. And still kept trying to make the music, the singles sound like them. You know what I'm saying? And that shit ain't working. You still using Nasty Beatmaker. You still using DJ Khaled. You still using Kool & Dre. And that shit ain't working. He's still using the same niggas. If you look at it, it's that same formula. Here come Remy Ma. She back out. She done got her shit with Papoose. They done faded to black a little bit. So she got a generic Papoose, and Papoose got a generic Remy. Whoa. And here we go.
Yikes.
They went and got the same person.
Whoa.
They went and got the same niggas, son.
That's ugly, man.
That's so bad, son. Yo, the girl he got looked like Remy Ma when she was younger. And then, like, during jail time.
But you know
time.
What's crazy? How people passionately, like, do the play-by-play with other people's relationship.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
Like,
they do that a lot.
Bro, I'm not going to argue with you about Remy Ma and Papoose,
never,
bro.
Never.
I mean, I might have made a comment in conversation.
Because it's funny.
Yeah, but like,
it's funny.
We can't be going back and forth.
Never
like,
doing that.
Like, you can't be doing this right now,
I'm not
now,
never
man.
Going back and forth about nobody relationship. I'm not there. I ain't been in their bed. I ain't a fly on their wall. I'm just going to laugh at the shit that we see aesthetically that looks funny to us.
Yeah, a lot of that shit is funny.
Banging a dude that's battling in the league that you running.
That's wild. That's
nasty
foul.
Work, yo.
But yo, we do a lot of that shit too as men. Fucking the secretary. That's all she did.
I hear what you saying.
She fucked the secretary.
Well, you gonna blast us whenever we do it.
Right.
You gonna get this work.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you 1,000%. She filed for that.
You had a work. You had a full blown work husband.
She got quiet and low as she should.
And why she naked every time she come out the house? That ain't quiet.
Well, she been naked for
she
a while.
She loud naked.
She been wild doing. That for a while now. She's been doing it since she got out of jail.
Yeah,
she's been doing that for a while.
She unintensified it.
Yo, next. Nice and smooth. That concert, man. What was your thoughts about the concert?
It's great.
I thought it was great too, man. I love what Nice
That's
said.
What
I love what Greg
That's
Nice
what
said at the end though. You know, pretty much talking about the venue. Like, hey, when y'all get people like us in here that don't rap over our music, you know, over just the you know, the instrumental, our words.
Yeah, he said we
y'all
use
gotta
like, yeah.
y'all gotta be ready with the audio, and you gotta give it to him. You could tell the people that used to run that ain't running that no more, because you remember the people that did that shit before who used to have the sound system. Shit was always on point. Sound system ain't never sound bad.
But they moved everything too.
They did.
You know what I'm saying? That could be a part of the problem.
Nah, I think the wiring was off. I think the wiring was heavily off, and it looked like they used everything through Old Boy's turntables, the first DJ. Because I saw the mic plugged up to the turntables, and they kept running, and then they couldn't get the wireless mics right because they don't realize you can't have the speakers, the back monitors, as close as they were. You got to push them shit a little bit further back. They clashing, and that's because I know, and I've done stage setup, you clashing these top mics, monitors, with the floor monitors, you got to push them shit back.
Could have been a whole lot worse, though.
It could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Yeah, I mean, they did it professionally. I mean, they went through, what, 4 or 5 mics?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
well,
they
not
them.
Really. They went through the same 2 cord mics. They just kept it kept unplugging, so they kept plugging that shit back up. But I think the wireless mics, they couldn't use at all. Like, them shits, it was too much feedback.
That's why I said 4 mics.
Okay. Yeah.
2 wireless and a 2 cord.
But Greg Nice... Yo, Smooth B, yo, he was up there singing and shit. Like, he was doing his thing. Got the raccoon eyes. He needs some sleep and some creatine. Needs some sleep and a better diet. You know what I mean? But bro was up there the whole time. They were rocking the whole time. But that's why I love our hip-hop. Because our hip-hop, no matter how big the venue was, we really thought it wasn't that many people in there until we turned around and realized.
I don't know what
it was. It was mad people out there,
but
son.
We got to the front early.
We did.
Which made sense.
Right.
But
that shit was packed,
yeah, by
son.
The time I turned around, yeah.
It was packed.
They know black people don't start on time.
No.
But I'd rather be there a little bit early. Have
me
a little
too.
Conversation. But the thing I love about it is.
It was fire, show.
It reminded me of... you know, back when these records dropped,
mm-hmm.
there was always interaction with the crowd and
yes.
the artists, but we were really having fun.
Yeah.
The toughest guy in the neighborhood was having fun.
It
he
was.
Might be dancing, you know
right.
what I mean? Now,
like
a lot
that
of
nigga
shows.
That was to the left of us.
Yeah, he like, he about to, one of them, like, he about to pass out.
He was drunk, son.
Yeah, he was there too early. But you can see it on their face. He had fun with the crowd.
It was dope.
You know, it's easy to do that, you know, when you got some records people really want to hear. But the crowd was there for hip-hop, though.
Yeah.
They wasn't there to posture and pose.
Nah.
You know, everybody was having fun. It's crazy that Sadat X posted all them videos and we in every one of them joints.
We in every single one of them fucking videos, huh? Every one of them videos
That's
we in
funny.
That shit.
And C's all loud on some of my videos.
He is loud as hell on some of mine. That's why I cut
I'm
a
like,
lot of shit
Sam,
out.
Why?
Yo.
This hip-hop, nigga. This all shit. It's all shit, nigga. Yeah, me and you. Me and you, TS. Yeah, family, squad. I was like, what is wrong with this guy, man?
Shout out to C's,
oh, that's my guy, man.
Shout out to
yeah,
C's.
Yeah, I love that
Energy
guy.
Energy was just, phenomenal.
That dude makes me mad and laugh at the same time.
It's like Shorty said, what's your name? Because you in every one of my videos. I'm just Sean. I'm just Sean, man.
Don't be tagging me in this
Yo,
shit.
I'm just Sean.
Let me do something for you. Tag me that. Don't tag me that crazy shit. I want to hit up Sadat be like, yo, Sean, you made me famous. I should have won my Love Mad shit.
That shit was fire, man. Let's transition because we, you know, time almost up. Next part, yo, CL Smooth, what you doing with his thoughts on Drink Chaps talking about him and Pete Rock getting back together? Or he didn't hold attempted them needing to get back together.
I don't think he held himself accountable, truthfully.
Thank you.
1 minute.
Okay, there we go.
Because like I said, the ski, right. Everything he said only means it was my fault. I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. I need to apologize to my friend.
Yep.
I get it. You want to tell the stories?
He was dancing around that shit. Just say that, bro.
Bruh, listen. if the producer is always going to get outside work. Okay, you get paid when you tour. P-Rock, I'm sure, never turned down a tour.
No.
You just thinking about your own head. P-Rock can make beats on the road.
Yep, at a high level.
Yo, you did it to yourself. And the crazy thing is, when P-Rock did an interview with Dome, he didn't have one bad word to say about CL.
Not one bad word.
Not one.
Not one.
Said that was one of the greatest voices he ever heard. Yep. All of that.
All he said was, I don't know what dude was on dude's mind. He told his truth, but he said it in a very graceful way and respectful way. Period. He didn't hold himself accountable at all. I'm glad you said that, bro, because it was a couple other forums that I was reading where, man, they just need to figure it out, get it back together. Yo, CL said something. He brought it up. Pete Rock need to just let it go. And I'm thinking, nah, man, that nigga ain't apologized. Nah, bro, you got to call me, bro.
I mean, he got to call him anyway to get if you're going to do some work.
But you got
to. I think it was a dope idea to do it on Mass Appeal with Nas, bro. Man, Nas wants to get on the record.
Bro.
At least it'll get handled right as what right is for today's climate.
Right.
You'll definitely get a good tour out of it. Okay. Definitely some good media coverage. You know, and a video with Nas would definitely help.
Bro, they had some great records, bro.
Did Nas go on tour and bring them with him? That's another lick. Merch.
They had some great records, man. I would love to see it. If they came to North Carolina and did a show, we will be there.
I mean, I went to go see Common with P-Rock. So
Bro. The shit that Common and Pete Rock did, you know, it was great sounding project. And
I say this, and I don't say this with the same thing bad about Common. That album was dope.
Right.
I don't think nobody sounds better on Pete Rock than CL Smooth.
I agree.
Some producers, it's like Premier. Nobody sounds better on Premier Beast than Guru.
Guru, right.
And he's not the nicest lyricist. It's just something about the beats he give Guru that are just perfectly matched. Because, you know, me and P been going back and forth about this since the 90s. He believes all this shit and use one producer for a project, right? We've been going back and forth for this shit since 90. Since 92,
I think
bro.
If a producer and a artist have a chemistry that works, you let at least rock out for three projects.
But if you have the mentality of not having that, then you'll never get that chemistry because you're going to be hopping. And the value of a producer over a beat maker is the person's ears as time goes on.
P-Rock would jump up there and give you a smooth 16. He ain't giving you a lot of 16s, but he giving you a smooth 16 that don't sound bad.
You know he don't write his rhymes, man.
I don't give a fuck what he don't do. That shit sound good.
I mean, he can flow.
That shit sound good. He can flow. He has a very good voice himself. That's like Knife Wonder. Every blue moon, Knife Wonder give you 6. I ain't mad at Knife giving you 6 bars. With him, what he used to do with Lil Brother. You see, Lil Brother ain't done shit, really. We live in North Carolina. Lil Brother, actually, one of them don't stay far. Bro, they ain't really done shit since that nigga left. That nigga bowed out, that group. They've done some things. They've done some stuff.
That foreign exchange group.
They've done some things. I'm talking about them.
They went their separate ways.
The two guys are still together. The other two guys.
They did their separate way. Pooh was doing music by himself. The other dude was with that group, Foreign Exchange.
That shit ain't that good, neither.
Foreign Exchange did well, man. But I get what you're saying.
I hear you.
They did just as well as Lil Brother was doing. Lil Brother was critically acclaimed, wasn't making a lot of sales.
Of course, but they were.
So Foreign Exchange was on the same
It was almost like in Detroit, that group in Detroit.
Nobody loved Lil Brother until they ended. Then it's like, wait a minute, you stopping? What do you mean?
You think so?
We're like, yeah, people always love you more when it's over. Cause now you appreciate the dopeness. They right here in North Carolina was never getting mentioned about anything.
I guess
because
I wasn't here. And I used to hear about them where I was at.
I'm telling you, the heavy demand for them was after. Because everybody's like, what do you mean?
Someone here in North Carolina.
Yeah, what do you mean? It's over? Right. It's over?
That's why the demand. That's why I can see why you see it. Yeah. Cause here you can see that. Where I was at in Florida, them niggas used to run it up in Florida. They used to get busy out there. Shows galore, Lil Brother.
I mean, they got to do shows to make their bread. They wasn't big on the sales.
Niggas was sad as hell when they broke up.
I mean, they all got different stories about it.
Right. I mean, I think all them two blame Knife.
Everybody blames Knife. Not even just little brother, the whole team. You had dude Joe Scudder.
Right.
You know, Josie was with them. And there were two other rapping dudes that I ain't heard from since then. I don't know if they stopped or whatever. But Joe Scudder was the white dude.
Yeah. Sad part is when the one that make the wheel turn stop because he's done with the bullshit, everybody don't do nothing. And then they blame the nigga that make the wheel
when
turn.
It first happens, nobody knows. Like, everybody was on YouTube, Badmouth and Knife Wonder for doing this, for doing that.
Right.
But Knife Wonder is the person that actually created that sound.
Right.
Because he produced everybody.
Everyone.
See what I'm saying? So you take him away, you're taking a chance. It's not like with Onyx when Chad Skills died.
And he's still here. He's still in North Carolina. That's what I'm talking about.
Chad Skills died, so they had to get somebody else. Knife Wonder, y'all fucked shit up while he was still cooking.
Still cooking. And he's still here. He's still walking around here being a professor. You can see Knife Wonder at Whole Foods.
He's living his life, man. He's living his life, bro. Like when I saw the video I posted him in P-Rock in the record store. I love that.
Fire.
I love shit like that.
I watched that shit at least 2-3 times, bro.
Just the fact that both of them were together doing what they love.
I got to find the full clip. I want to find the full video of that. That was fire.
Any full clip be on YouTube. Yeah. Unless it ain't released yet.
I got to find that. That shit was fire.
Yeah. That's a whole show.
It really is.
Yeah.
All right, man. Last but not least. Yo, just a quick one. What is your current underrated hip hop artist? What is that one hip hop artist right now that you be like, yo, Son is nice, very underrated?
You don't be listening to current people, but I would say Simba.
Okay,
I think Simba nice.
I think Simba is dead.
And if you want to ask groups, I would say Coast Contra.
I think they make poor records. They do good moments, but their projects be trash.
I won't disagree, but I'm just saying that means they need production more so than beat makers. They're getting beat makers now.
Yeah.
If they had some production, somebody would tell them, look, bro, your bar is just 36 bars.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to hook all somewhere.
Day. Yeah, all day. It's 16 of y'all.
It's a bunch of y'all. I'm talking about. Fucking record 9 minutes and 22 seconds, man.
They can rap.
Who made this beat, Jack? This shit terrible.
For me, it's Ransom. I think Ransom is probably putting out some of the best music I've heard him put out in a very long time, but I don't think
he took a long break though
because he was in jail.
Okay,
he was locked up. Yeah, man.
You take Ransom over 38 Special?
Yes. 38 Special, and I like 38 Special, but Ransom make better music than 38 Special. Like complete music, and they got records together. Yes,
think so.
Uh huh. And I like Simba as an MC as well. I don't like Simba's music. I think the person that the new person they got signed to TDE, that guy, I can't think his name right now. He's fire, but I'm ready to hear some.
Oh boy, oh boy, with some ill ass videos.
Yeah,
from Texas, he should have more on recognition for real.
I get it.
And I don't even be liking all his songs, but the visuals just be crazy.
Which one? Who's on?
The dude from Texas. They always be having the videos with mad people in it.
Which one? Oh, he be
rapping
Fat Boy?
And singing. No, be no. Rapping and singing from Texas.
Rapping and singing. Hmm. From Texas? Talking about is he black or is he?
He black.
Hmm.
Hmm. He be wearing the Muslim garb and shit in all the videos, man, and the girls be singing. Everything's always well choreographed. He rap and sing.
That's fire, though. I like to hear that.
Well, I don't remember his name. You know who it is, man.
I probably know exactly.
I know you know who it is because you told me his name before.
I probably know exactly. Oh, you're talking about Toby.
His name Toby?
Yeah, talking about Toby.
I thought it was Oliver Conde.
No, Toby Nwigbe. Yeah, Toby. I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
But he popping, son. He was in. He was in Transformers in a film. He was in. He rapping with a bunch of dope artists. Like he don't want to sign. He don't want to sign major.
That mean he's not underrated?
I get what you're saying. I don't know if he. I won't consider him being underrated because I've been following him since when he was underrated. When he was only, you know how he.
You followed him when he wasn't rated at all.
Right. When he. You know
right
how
now
he got popping.
Underrated.
When he was getting his hair braided by his old lady and just rapping. And he would do like segments and he would drop those every like Sunday. And then all of a sudden them shit start catching steam. And then he started doing videos with shit damn near everybody. He done won Grammys. I can't call that underrated when you done won a Grammy or two. You done been in Transformers. You've been in another film. Your music is in multiple soundtracks.
So he did all that, but still people don't know you by name.
Bro, his concerts sells out. You can't go to his concert.
That's a core fan base, though. Like, Tech N9ne used to sell out buildings. But that was just his core fan base.
You don't know his name, though.
Who, Tech N9ne?
No, I'm not talking about Tech N9ne. Same thing with Tech N9ne. Everybody knows him. He's been rapping so long, they go old as hell, though.
Everybody, come on, man.
There's a lot of people know Tech N9ne.
I didn't say nobody
Tech N9ne
knows
sells out arenas. That you can't call a nigga underrated when you sell out arenas.
You can
by yourself.
You can if people don't
by
know
by yourself.
If
everybody know not going to know your name, dog. That's not going to happen.
Mean, that's why
people. That's underrated. Not underrated, bro. When you sell out an arena,
if he's selling out arenas, and somebody gives you their top 20 artists, a person that sells out arenas don't even make your top 30. Then
you know how
you
that
don't
works.
Know.
We know how this shit is media based. That's wrong.
That's underrated.
That's underrated. That's because you didn't. That's because you didn't pay Complex. I mean, that's all that is. You didn't take the time to spend money to go. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Complex.
There's no other platforms out there.
Oh yeah.
There's none. There's nothing else out there. That's none crazy. Of us can name any other joints out there. I can't name no other platform, media platform that's reputable enough to go and say XXL ain't the source ain't shit no more. None of them ain't shit no more.
XXL is still trying to get you to pay for features though.
Right.
That's, I don't know about the show.
Them people doing that. And them shit's not real.
I mean,
it's not real. Not no real feature. That's the sad part. That's why I always tell, don't do them shit.
I remember
the same thing
ago,
with
I got a call from Source Magazine years ago.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Interviewing everything. Then they quoted me a price. I was like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Right at the end of the interview.
Yeah. Yep. No, the next day.
See?
Dope interview. Man. Everybody saw it. They loved it, man.
Uh-huh.
It's the breakdown.
Yep.
I was like.
My old artist that I was working with, Reeves, he got a call from the source.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, T.S., I got a call from the source. They want to do an interview. I said, all right, dope. I said, make sure that shit is reputable, bro. He's like, I think it is. They ain't asking for no money. He did the interview.
Yeah.
Did everything. Did the interview. Had over the phone. Had a conversation. Next day, niggas sent them, said, hey, to get the interview. Everyone loves the interview, man. They can't wait to feature you. Yo, it's going to cost X amount of dollars. Damn. I went to look son up. Yo, he ain't got no goddamn source. I was like, yo, they scamming young. This is crazy out here, son.
Or they just work for the digital team.
Right.
And your joint will be on the website.
That's all it's going to be. It's not going to be in the magazine.
But it's not going to be featured on the website.
Nope.
You'll be tucked back on one of the tabs on the side.
It's, what it is one of those, it's not even a digital team. It's like back in the day, This Is 50. Because I used to work for This Is 50, and I used to approve like certain write-ups on an account.
Yeah.
Other people would on the team would create their own sub-account on This Is 50 site, charge artists to be on the This Is 50 thing, but you really was like in a subsection of it. Like you just said, you went like a tab over to you. Wasn't even really. So Cass was paying $50 to be on This Is 50, and they really wasn't on This Is 50. Shit, Ed did that for a little while, too. Niggas was doing that. I couldn't do it, bro, because I'm working close with artists, and I was like, yo, that's grimy as hell. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't have a problem paying $50.
Me neither. I don't have a problem with paying either, but let me make sure I'm going to get the visibility.
No, let me pay for something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Nah, it was wild with that shit back in the day. But yo, man, it's the end of the pod. Give us some words of wisdom.
Oh man. Eventually, man, we all gonna have to accept our faults and shortcomings, man, and learn that accountability is the only way we're gonna move forward. You know, 99% of the failures in life, business, love, life, career are from people that have no responsibility and never hold themselves accountable. One day you're gonna pay for not holding yourself accountable, whether it's today, the near future or the distant future, because it's going to lead to a lot of bad habits if you're always playing the victim.
Facts.
And first of all, if you listen to this podcast, I know you're too old for that shit.
Right.
And we all got to do that. Am I saying I'm perfect at it? Hell no. That's why I can say it.
Right.
Because when things go wrong in your life, there's always something you could have done different that might have affected the outcome.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, this is the Black Male Podcast, episode 140. I am Tall Sean. T.S. is who I am.
That is who I am.
We'll catch y'all next week, man. Peace.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,